Summer Breakfast.
Welcome back, Sam Edmunds, Simon O'Donnell with you. Just watching some of the old highlights here on Fox Cricket, Scuba. Last time Australia won in India, 2004. Gee, there's some greats playing the game there. Pitcher McGrath just had someone stone motherless plum. It was the most LBW you've ever seen. And old Stevie Buckner said, no, not having that.
Didn't move, did he?
Didn't move. Bucks, just, not out.
Just looked at him as if, what? What are you appealing for?
I thought Nat Fyfe was always likely to relinquish the captaincy, Scoob, just given his age and the injury issues. And when you've got Andrew Brayshaw there, a natural leader, it appears, it just looks like it's a win-win-win. You know, Fyfe can focus on being a brilliant player now in the last year of that six-year contract. And it now opens the door for the club to appoint a new on-field leader since the dual Brownlow medalist took the role in 2017. Now, Nat Fyfe told his teammates yesterday that he would stand aside as captain before an upcoming player vote and would not nominate for any formal leadership role at all this season at 31 years of age. He's Freo's second longest serving captain behind Peter Bell. Now, we're about to play some of what he said yesterday, but just listening to him, Scoob, and I might have read this horribly wrong with Nat Fyfe, but it doesn't sound like it was his decision at all. It sounds like the club decided, and he's had to get his head around it, which he admitted that has taken some time. But now he realises it's the best thing for him, best thing for the group. We know he played 7 games last year, 15 the year before that, and last year he sat back, and it would have been obvious to him, how much is this group growing under Justin Longmuir and the progress they had made without him. For once, it was hard to envisage any sort of life at Fremantle without him, and yet here they are growing without him. So a lot of it seemed to make sense for mine.
You wouldn't think they've said, you're not going to be captain.
I think he was, what phrasing would you use? He'd be strongly encouraged.
Yeah, I think, good idea. Go away and have a look. Assess where you think the group's at. Let's have a chat about it, because maybe a change is a good thing for both parties. Yeah. I think you'd put it in a way that was all encompassing that.
But clearly, it's the club
going forward and you coming forward with us.
Listening to him yesterday, clearly the club wanted to move on from him as captain, though. And that must take some getting your head around. Absolutely. The pride of performance and the pride of the man.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a sense of inevitability when you've played, what was it, 8 2 years ago and 7 last year?
7 last year, 15 the year before that. Yeah. 31 years of age, so not an old man by any stretch of the imagination. But this is Nat Fyfe yesterday on why he was stepping down as skipper.
Last year was a challenging year for me individually, but a great year for the club, and it just started to pave the way for a potential transition. I was really transparent with the other leaders, Peter Bell, Justin Longmuir, and Garlo, in trying to get to a position where we could really swing off me stepping aside and the next captain coming through. And over the last couple of weeks, that sort of came to a head where intuitively I knew and we knew that it was an exciting opportunity for the club for me to step aside and let someone else come through.
It is happening more and more often now. You know, the experienced player stepping down for the young emerging leader to take the reins officially, where the players like Nat Fyfe, Scott Pendlebury and the like can still advise unofficially and just aid that transition.
So, did you read that as a push?
There was some other audio I listened to on the way in this morning that he said it had taken a long time for him to get his head around the idea of not being captain.
But that's a big career thing. I mean, if you're going to continue playing and all your life, he's dreamt of being an AFL footballer, and then he's captain for a long period of time. In that career, it does take a while to get your head around it. Suddenly say, well, that responsibility is not there anymore. I am now 31, and my body is throwing me challenges. I think there was probably a lot for him to take in.
And I don't think it would have happened had he played nearly all the games last year and been around and been a figure. Mm. But the emergence of Brayshaw and what he's been able to do, and by all reports off the field, he's a magnificent leader of men. He's going to be perfect. Alex Pearce is there as well. So there's no shortage of candidates, I don't think, at Fremantle. So,
What are those Brayshaws?
Yeah. I think it's
as in people.
Mm.
I mean, everyone just speaks so highly of them.
Yeah, Andy, the MVP, of course, has a good head on his shoulders. I'd be really surprised if Essendon said before the break, don't make a change with their captaincy. Now, I know everyone's been really careful with the language here and sort of Dyson Heppel, and he himself has said, I'm not wedded to the role. But he didn't have a contract for a large part of last year. He was close to leaving last year. There is the debate around his spot in the side and where he might play in the twilight in the back end of his career. But for reasons we've just mentioned, I think it just makes perfect sense. Mm. You step aside, Merritt comes in or McGrath comes in, you aid that transition, you can still do what you do, and he's an awesome bloke, Dyson Apple. Mm. Now, you imagine how good he'd be around the club. It can't not be a win. So we've seen new skippers at North Melbourne, at Collingwood. We've got Geelong still needing to make a decision. We've got Hawthorn needing to make a decision. Maybe Brisbane as well. I'm not sure if they're going to go to a co-captaincy model up there. And obviously,
is there word that they're going to go to a co-captaincy model?
No, there isn't.
I just think there's a massive swing back to individual captains of sporting clubs now.
Yeah, well, so they've got three captains, obviously, at GWS. And listening to Adam Kingsley, it was interesting last night. Obviously, Cornelio, Kelly and Toby Green, the three captains last year, Leon Cameron's last year as coach. Adam Kingsley on Sports Day with Kane and Jared last night saying they'll definitely downsize. So he couldn't say whether it'd be one or two, but it certainly won't be three. Mm. So someone's going to be tipped out of the boat when it comes to the GWS captaincy as well. That Sydney have long favoured that triple captaincy model, haven't they? Andrew's in Docklands. He wanted to have a chat about the dual Brownlow medalist, one of the greats of the game in Nat Fyfe. G'day, Andy.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Oh, well.
Yeah, just thought I'd mention that one of the first captains to do it, in my knowledge, has been Travis Boak. He stepped aside from the captaincy at Port Adelaide and his game went to another level after that. And I know that Travis Boak and Nat Fyfe are very good friends. So perhaps they, you know, did a consultation and lent an ear, and maybe that was one of the reasons that he decided to make the jump.
Yeah, no, not a bad observation, Andy. May well have been. May well have been. I wonder where he rates all time. David C is asking, who's the greatest ever docker? Pav, Fyfe or Mundy? It's not a bad debate, is it? Pav is hard to roll, and Mundy did it so well for so long.
Wasn't he fantastic?
What a player. They've had some great interviews.
Seymour Mundy, if I remember rightly, I reckon.
I'm getting the thumbs up from the mayor of Seymour, and yeah. Sophie's in the house as well. We'll speak to her in a moment. Also at a Seymour. So yeah. A big Seymour representation here this morning.
Wow,
we're a good part of the world.
Oh, that's Central Victoria, not far.
How far is that from
you? I go and watch the Lions play on a Saturday during the winter in the Golden Valley League. My word, I do.
Are they your local?
Get a hot dog and a couple of dimmies.
What's the hottie like out at...
It's okay.
Well,
dimmies are
okay.
Good. Steamed dimmies, very good.
You don't go steamed. You go fried.
No, steamer, healthy.
What? Healthy. So good steam dimmy.
Yeah, good steam dimmy.
Poor dog.
And they'll do a nice Barbie and whatever at Seymour as well.
Well, you know Sophie Locke's played out there for many a season, trained out there for many a season. Mm. If anyone's well-versed in the canteen, I'm sure she had a few canteen awards back in the day. You'd love the canteen award. Easily the best award in junior footy.
Yeah, I think. And also Premier Cricket, the salad roll award is very important.
Salad roll?
Oh, yeah.
Salad roll.
You've got to have the best salad roll at your canteen.
So you're doing
Premier
your
Cricket.
Afternoon teas all wrong out there. Salad roll.
Oh, well, you start at 11 o'clock. You'll have lunch.
Where's your Lamingtons and your nice Monte Carlos?
3:34. What about
Scoop?
Lunch at 1?
It's all about the tea.
No, it's not about the
it's
tea.
It's all about the tea.
No, Premier clubs are on notice.
You are so wrong.
About their salad rolls. And at the moment, Ringwood is just in front.
Ringwood, you've taken me to the birds.
The Ringwood Rams do the best salad roll at this stage in Premier Cricket.
I thought you're a man of the land, and now you're out in Ringwood.
Ringwood. Well, they play Premier Cricket.
They do.
The Rams.
They do. That's shocking. SEM Breakfast is for the Kogan Money credit card, packed full of value. Loving your involvement on the Temper 40 Winks text. Get your unique bed match profile. Find the right bed for you. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. The news headlines are upon us. I mentioned Sophie Locke, Hawthorn AFLW player. Was a pretty emotional story last year when obviously she made her debut for the Hawks. With everything she had going on in her life, kicked Hawthorn's first ever goal in the AFLW competition. So I'm really looking forward to having a chat with Sophie on the other side of it. And a reminder, Scoob, the Toyota Caller of the Year is back. So for a tougher appearance at every angle, search Toyota Hilux Rogue today. Now, Gaz and Tim will be back next Tuesday, just after a short little break, a little rest up. But they will be giving away a Toyota at the end of the year. So the Caller of the Year back with a vengeance this year.
Are we going to play any of that audio of Sammy from yesterday with his golf?
Be a big piece of audio, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We're not pushed for... I thought he might fill in for Casper because Casper wasn't game to come on and debate me on the radio.
We'll take this to the Brains Trust, but news headlines are upon us. We'll be back after that.
I am an idiot.